This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Joe Biden signed into law on Saturday legislation that suspends the U.S. government's debt limit through January of 2025 and avoids a potentially disastrous default just days before the government runs out of cash to pay its bills. His signature came with 2 days to spare. The Treasury Department had said the government wouldn't have enough money to pay all of its debts by Monday. The White House announced the signing in an emailed statement and said it was done in private Saturday. In the statement, Biden thanked congressional leaders. The Fiscal Responsibility Act is the result of weeks of tough negotiations between Democrats and Republicans. In remarks from the Oval Office Friday night, Biden said this.
I want to commend Speaker McCarthy. You know, he and I, we and our teams, we were able to get along, get things done. We were straightforward with one another. Completely honest with one another, respectful with one another. Both sides operated in good faith.
The bill allows the government to continue to borrow more money over the next 19 months to meet its obligations, exceeding the current $31.4 trillion debt limit. The Senate voted Thursday night 63-36 in support of the measure. The House of Representatives passed the bill 314-117 a night earlier. In Sudan, air raids, artillery fire, and explosions rocked the capital Saturday as fighting between warring generals entered its eighth week. Witnesses told the French news agency of bombs falling and civilians being injured in southern Khartoum, while others in the city's north reported artillery fire days after a U.S. and Saudi-brokered ceasefire collapsed. You can find more on that story at our website, voanews.com.